Here is your hard and heavy headlines with all that matters in the biz this week.
Hey, what's up? Emmy Mac here to fill you in on what's going on in the world of hard and heavy today. Kicking off with a bit of news from Ozzy Osbourne. So the metal icon's given us a bit of a health update after he was forced to pull out of his headlining slot at the US's massive Power Trip Festival. Yeah, so Ozzy's revealed he actually had to get some filters removed from his arteries, which had been fitted to stop blood clots going to his brain. In a statement on social media, he said, quote, "It's just disappointment after disappointment. Just get this thing done so I can get on with my life." There's been some big beef going down between some of metal's biggest guitarists. So Guns N' Roses rhythm axeman Richard Fortus has called out Extreme's Nuno Bettencourt after some comments he made about Fortus's GNR bandmate Slash. So basically, Bettencourt was being interviewed about his current gig playing live for pop megastar Rihanna, and he was talking about how hard it is. And he claimed even some of the most legendary metal guitarists, including Slash, would struggle playing a Rihanna set. And Fortus took issue with the statement and has defended Slash, saying, quote, "There's very little Slash couldn't do on guitar if he wanted to." But Bettencourt's fired back and laid into Fortus for, quote, "trying to stir up shit." He's posted a very angry and sarcastic statement online saying he has nothing but respect and admiration for his mate Slash, and clarifying he was just pointing out that most rock guitarists would feel like a bit of a fish out of water trying to nail all the different genres in a Rihanna set. He says it's even a big struggle for him. But if you read the statement, he's really not impressed at Fortus. Here's a quote. "No shit, Slash can play these songs. Thank you so much for pointing that out as if we didn't already know that." Also in the headlines, metal singer Poppy's got a new album coming out. Her fifth studio LP, Zig, is coming our way on Friday, October 27. And a big happy birthday to Metallica's iconic debut album, Kill 'Em All, which turns the big 4-0 this week. And keep it hard and heavy for the latest news in hard rock and heavy metal exclusively on the Listener app.
For the latest tour news, killer album releases, and a hit of nostalgia for good measure, don't forget to subscribe to Triple M Rock on the Listener app.